Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
All right, well, we are back with our Disney dining selections. If you didn't listen to episode 109, go back and listen to that. Basically, we are going through and picking where we would use the credits on the 2017 dining plan, which is a table service meal with a dessert, a quick service entree, and then two snack credits. So last week, we did the Magic Kingdom and Epcot. So Brad, let's jump into Animal Kingdom and get going.
All right, so for Animal Kingdom, that's... So Animal Kingdom is a hard one for me.
Yes, it is.
Because Animal Kingdom is just a place where, like, I don't know, nothing just jumps out to me about Animal Kingdom dining. And I don't know if that's just because I haven't tried the right, but I've tried a lot of places in Animal Kingdom, I think.
Yeah. Well, one thing that making these selections and stuff has shown me is how much I enjoy eating at resorts and how much I don't really even... try to eat in the parks.
So you're going to fix that, right?
Yeah,
or are you just going to keep eating at resorts and just go, forget about it?
Well, California Grill is at a resort, so I won't stop completely, but
maybe
I will
you'll try to even it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first problem with Animal Kingdom is going by the table service dining plan, you have like what, three choices, right?
Yeah, I think so. Tusker House, Yak and Yeti,
and Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah.
Those are the three that I know of. And everything that I saw said those were the three. And you're down with that too, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So out of those three, and I feel bad to qualify it like that, but out of those three, Yak and Yeti Restaurant is what I had picked.
And I picked Tusker House.
Oh, so okay. So
we went with the two that aren't Rainforest Cafe, which is garbage.
Okay. Now, see, I've never been to Rainforest Cafe. Have you actually
garbage.
Been there before?
Yes, it's terrible.
Like the one at Animal Kingdom is garbage?
Yeah. So I mean, it's a Rainforest Cafe. So if you've been to any Rainforest Cafe, you've been to that one.
Okay. So see, and it's weird because that is kind of the thing that made me hesitant to pick Yak and Yeti, because there is something that is weird to me about Yak and Yeti not being being this weird is and not Disney restaurant. You know, because
okay, I didn't know that. What's up with that?
So it's this weird thing where, like, it is a Disney place because you have people who are wearing Disney name tags and everything, but at the same time, it's also a Landry's restaurant.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, which, I mean, and don't get me wrong, Landry's, you know, they've got a lot of different restaurant type places, you know. Well, and here's what's funny to me is, you know, you talk about the Rainforest Cafe being garbage. Landry's also does Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah.
So you've got those two, and that's, it wasn't, Yak and Yeti's not bad. It's very well themed and everything, but that just made me feel weird. Like seeing stuff about Landry's and signing up for the, you know, deal that gets you a free appetizer and being like, there's some sort of weird thing where I feel like that at the time they were advertising some way of getting seating that was outside of Disney's, you know, the reservation thing even, which just seemed
really
odd to me.
Yeah, that seems weird.
So yeah, so that is the only like thing that kind of holds me back. But I've got to go Yak and Yeti over Tusker House just because in Tusker House, every meal there, as far as I know, is a character dining experience, and my wife hates character dining experiences. So no Tusker House for me. That's why I went Yak and Yeti.
Well, and I, in thinking about how I would actually plan a trip, chose Tusker because I picked two Asian restaurants in Epcot, and I was trying to kind of diversify a bit.
I think that's a good plan. I definitely think so, because you can. Well, it would be the same thing as like picking, you know, Cosmic Rays and then picking Electric Umbrella.
Right.
Sort of a thing. Yeah. You've got so much available. Don't kill yourself by having the same type of food every time you're eating at a place.
Yeah. So that would be the main reason that I chose Tusker over Yak and Yeti. But I've, you know, knowing now that it's a Landry's restaurant, I've never been to Yak and Yeti. But knowing now that it's a Landry's restaurant kind of makes me less likely to go there, because I've had such good experiences, and I would say better experiences at places that are wholly owned and operated by Disney than I have at places like Rainforest Cafe and places that aren't wholly owned and operated. That kind of makes me not want to go.
Yeah. So, well, and Tusker House looks really, I mean, the menu looks really interesting, as in the only thing that kept me from picking them was that they were a character dining experience.
Right.
So I think if you don't have an issue with that, if that's not going to be a problem, then yeah, I would go with Tusker House there.
Yeah.
Even though I haven't been there, just it sounds interesting enough to me, I think.
So, yep. I think for Animal Kingdom, like you said, it's tough for dining because I don't think Disney's put a lot of effort into making it a like premier dining location. But I think that it will be now that they're coming back in and putting in the nighttime stuff, and they're really making Animal Kingdom a different place than they have in the past. So I think it'll get better, and I'm kind of excited to see where that goes.
Well, and they've already added Tiffin's.
Uh-huh.
So they've got which is, again, a signature dining, so falls outside of what we are talking about today. But they're starting to, like you said, the nighttime thing, they've added Tiffin's. I think that we could potentially see some more dining options open up there, and I hope we do.
I do too. I do too.
I'd like to not feel like I'm just trying. I really feel like I'm picking like what is the least
right
offensive to me or
right.
whatever, rather than picking, oh, that's a place I really love to go.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I had to do for my quick service. I picked Pizzafari because I love Pizzafari. I've been there many times.
Right.
But there's just not a whole lot that really like sticks out to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's a pizza place. There's
right.
which is weird because you have something like Yak and Yeti or Tusker House that have these distinct flavors to them. And then you've got a place that's got, you know, pepperoni pizzas and cheese pizzas and, you know, could just as easily be Pizza Planet over in DHS.
Right.
As it could be in Animal Kingdom. But then outside of that, you've got Restaurantosaurus, which is the EU cosmic rays of Animal Kingdom.
Yep, eaten there too.
I've eaten there. And again, there's nothing, when I say that, there is nothing wrong with that, but there is nothing that just makes me go, oh man, I've got to go get me some Restaurantosaurus.
Right. That's a place where if a family is hungry and looking for a place to eat, that's a nice, safe place to go and get some food.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you should be able to find something that everybody is going to be able to work with
yep.
at that place. And then you've got Flame Tree Barbecue, which, geez, I still feel like I need to go back there because I cannot pick Flame Tree Barbecue because I just was so underwhelmed by the barbecue there. But then I've heard people talk really good about it, so I'm just afraid that maybe this is one of those things where I got in on that one bad day or something.
Right.
But then I'm also afraid that I'm just way too picky when it comes to barbecue because I am way picky.
I don't think you said where you picked.
I didn't.
I'm
telling you about the other place because let's be honest, at the end of the day, this picking thing is all fun and games, but we're really doing this because we want to have an opportunity to talk about some of the other places.
Yeah.
And that way I can tell you why. So when I get to where I picked, you can go, oh, well, that's why he didn't pick there.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
So the place that I did pick, though, is Harambe Market.
Interesting.
Which I haven't eaten there. But again, when I go to Disney, what I really like to seek out are those dining experiences that maybe I say dining experiences I can't get at home. Sunshine Seasons, I could definitely get that stuff at home, you know, probably something close to Columbia Harbor House, but I'm probably not going to get a lot of Harambe Market type stuff, and again, this is one of those where I went outside of the, I've eaten there before, but at the same time, I looked at this and went, how have I never eaten there before?
Right.
Because, you know, they've got like the spice rubbed ribs and the tikka masala, which I love some tikka masala.
No, me too.
So next time I'm there, That is going to be my quick service. That's where I'm going to go next time.
So I for my snack for Animal Kingdom, I picked the Harambe Market, because they have tons of like fruit. You know, they've got slices of watermelon. They've got, you know, fruit cups, stuff like that. And that's not something you can get really anywhere else. And that's one thing I do love about Animal Kingdom is being able to go and like just grab a slice of watermelon and eat that for a while because it's refreshing, especially when it's hot. And it's something that you can't get, you know, at Hollywood Studios, really.
Well, but can't you get that at Hollywood? Well, and it's funny that you brought up Hollywood Studios, because can't you get that over there at the, like where Toluca Turkey Legs and Rosie's? There used
to have
that
a little
place
fruit,
anyway, right?
They have a fruit stand, but
yeah.
I don't
know.
It's
not as significant as the one in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I did pick that place for one of my snacks, but I picked the Harambe Fruit Market for the jalapeno cheese pretzel.
Mm, see, I picked the regular safari pretzel.
Was that your other snack pick?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So what is the, I mean, are we just talking like a standard pretzel? Or
it's a salted pretzel with a little bit of, like seasoning on it.
Okay. Okay. I haven't tried that one. I've had the jalapeno cheese one, though, and that's pretty darn tasty. So
it's hard to beat a pretzel.
It is. It is. And then for my other snack, I went with the ice cream sandwich at Dino Bite Snacks, which is a ice cream sandwich with fresh cookies that that very well. So we both picked that snack. We just picked it in different places. And that's the thing about that snack, that does exist in some form or fashion in pretty much every park, I think.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of where you want to go. The same as the premium bar.
Right.
Probably the jalapeno cheese pretzel, I would imagine you could get somewhere else. So yeah, a lot of these snacks you could get at multiple parks. That's where I picked it, because I needed to get my two snacks filled. Though I did hear something about, I think they have like some lobster mac and cheese that is a snack
credit. For a snack credit?
That's what I've heard.
Huh.
I've heard about some lobster mac and cheese in Animal Kingdom. And then I also feel like I've heard there was some like, gosh, was it? It was like a rice or something, like a chicken fried rice that's also a snack credit over there. So
that's weird.
And now here's the thing, with the stipulations that we had made, where we said you have to do the whole thing in one day, I tended to go more sweet, or more snacky in the case of the jalapeno cheese pretzel. I don't want to eat a full meal and then also have lobster mac and cheese. I don't think. You know, if you think about it, you could even, I feel like you could get a, like, if you had, now, starch bomb on you, but if you had baked lobster mac and cheese and chicken fried rice, is that not, and a cup of water, is that not lunch?
That's a meal, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you could eat lunch on two snack credits at Animal Kingdom.
Sure.
Pretty darn easy.
That'd be a weird combo, but sure.
It would. But or you could have, you know, chicken fried rice and a piece of fruit and a water. Or, you know, whatever. So, yeah, there's some really interesting stuff. And yes, I did double check, and the lobster mac and cheese and the chicken fried rice both are legitimately snack credits at Animal Kingdom.
Weird, man. That's crazy.
Yeah. See, now that's, again, with the way that we set this up to talk about it, I don't have a problem with my picks. But here's the truth of the matter. Once we get out of this magical world where we're not picking signature restaurants and all this sort of stuff, I'm probably not going to use a table credit in Animal Kingdom.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
That is like, 100% true for me as well.
Like, I would go and do the lobster mac, and even talking within the confines of the Disney dining plan, I would go do the lobster mac and cheese or the chicken fried rice and something else and a glass of, and a cup of water. And that would be my lunch. And then I would go do dinner at Harambe Market. And then I would have freed up a table service that I could then go and use for one of those signature dining experiences that I decided to do later.
Yep.
So
yeah, I totally agree with you. Totally agree.
So anyway, so that's Animal Kingdom. So Hollywood Studios?
Yes, sir. Hollywood Studios was tough because the only table service place I've eaten there I didn't like.
Which was?
The Brown Derby.
Yes. Oh, great.
And it's also
why do you want to get us tweeted at about... Don't hate on things that our listeners actually like. Pretend you like them. We need listeners, man. Come on.
I picked Sci-Fi Dine-In because it's interesting to me, and I've always wanted to eat there just because it's so different than anywhere else. But you know, you've always said 50s Primetime's really good too. So I think there are probably good places for table service in Hollywood Studios. I've just, again, never eaten there. I always go to a resort.
Right, right. You always find yourself leaving and heading out there. And I do think Sci-Fi is a good experience. I think it is as we've said a couple of times so far, or at least last week I know we did, that it is more experience maybe than food memorable.
Uh-huh.
But I don't always think that's a bad thing. I think that's a bad thing to go again and again, because for me, some of these experiences can begin to get stale. That being said, I go to 50s Primetime, which is also an experience place. But yeah, because when I think about going there, I remember sitting in the car and being, you know, seeing the screen and all that kind of stuff more than I remember really what I ate when I went to Sci-Fi Dine-In. But again, I don't think that inherently makes it bad. Meanwhile, I went with 50s Primetime.
I figured you would.
But, you know, I don't know. It came close because Mama Melrose's was, again, it's one of those that's kind of grown on me as I've had more time to think about it and ruminate on it. I think 50s, well, okay, if my wife is with me, 50s Primetime is where we go, because that's where Nancy can actually get fried chicken, and she really likes the fried chicken. But even, you know, I asked her, I said, so where would you say? And she's like, I think 50s Primetime because I get the fried chicken. But Mama Melrose's is really good.
You know what? I have eaten at Mama Melrose, and it was pretty good.
But apparently not that memorable.
I didn't remember. Yeah, I did not even remember it when I was making my list.
Yeah. So, you know, and I, like I said, I don't know. That's the thing. Mama Melrose's, there's not. And maybe that's its issue, is it's around a lot of places that sell on experience, and it doesn't really, to me, have an experience to it. It's just a, you know, it's just an Italian place to eat dinner. But at the same time, I think, okay, so Tony's is kind of an Italian place to eat dinner, and I would so much rather go to Mama Melrose's than go to Tony's. But now, what did you do for quick service?
I did Backlot Express. I really like their food. And now that they have like the dark side chicken and waffles and all the Star Wars themed things,
right?
The food is really good. Like that chicken and waffles is really good. So I really enjoy Backlot Express.
So I don't think I've ever actually eaten there. I've been past there, but because of where it is in the parks, I don't think it's somewhere that I'm likely to just go by, especially not when it's time to eat, you know?
Yeah, well, and right now it's by nothing.
Right.
You
know?
Like,
yeah, right now you have to be seeking that out.
Yes. So I would say right now it's really not going to be very popular with anybody. But
which would be all the more reason to go to it, because you wouldn't have the crazy, you know, lines and just people everywhere that you might have at some of the other places. For me, I went with Toluca turkey legs because I like me a turkey leg from Walt Disney World, and that is an opportunity to get a turkey leg on a if you're on the dining plan on a quick service credit, or just, you know, that can be your meal. So
okay, is it a turkey leg is a quick service credit?
Yeah. Well, because it's a turkey leg, and I think it has like maybe French fries or something with it.
Well, the reason I ask you is because I had that as a snack, but I must have misread the thing. So,
the $13 turkey leg is not a snack, my friend.
Yeah,
I don't think
I must have. Well, I must have misread.
I think it's listed as a snack, or like I think it is on the site. It's like it doesn't say lunch or dinner. It says snack, but yeah. I'm pretty sure that's a quick service credit you have to use there.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense, because, yes, it is. It is more expensive than what a snack usually is.
Yeah, snacks, and that's interesting to me, because looking at this stuff, they've gotten a lot more willing to give you, like, I remember at one point, snacks were pretty much, it had to be $4 or lower.
Right.
And that was the limit. If it was over $4, that was not a snack. But they've kind of stepped away from that, because, you know, things like that, well, like the lobster mac and cheese, that's a $6 item.
Right.
And,
but it's a snack credit.
And they'll let you use a snack credit on it. So,
huh.
But yeah, I did look. It doesn't look like they've got that listed as a snack.
Okay. Well, that stinks for me.
Well, and if you're not into turkey legs, you know, I think that, gosh, I really, outside of that, the place that I always end up going is the commissary.
Yeah. ABC Commissary is not bad.
No, it's usually pretty consistent. I feel like they used to, and I don't know if they still have it anymore, they used to have like a chicken curry thing or something that was pretty good. But
oh, really?
I don't remember if that was there the last time I went.
Huh. I remember them having like some kind of a fish thing when I went a while back.
So maybe they've been just kind of playing with different stuff.
Maybe.
Yeah, actually the curry was what I had the night when I proposed to Nancy. That's how I can remember that I had chicken curry there at least one time. Because, you know, those sort of things kind of stand out to you.
Sure, yeah.
Because that's the meal that you want to remember is quick service chicken curry. But, yeah,
well,
looking
if it
at...
it was all right.
looking at the website, they don't. It's not showing that, though. They do have a New York strip steak, and you can get that on a quick service.
At the commissary?
At the commissary. Huh. They do for now. Who knows what they'll have? And, you know, because, again, you remember fish. I remember curry. Now it's a New York strip steak. Who knows? But, again, that's kind of... Now that you've told me about the stuff that's at Backlot, I think I would probably go to Backlot over ABC Commissary, though.
It's pretty good. And they have... It's little, like, mini waffles, mm-hmm. and then little, like, chicken bites.
Okay, so it's waffle bites and chicken nuggets.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But they look like Darth Vader, the waffles. Little tiny Darth Vader waffles. Dark side chicken and waffles.
There you go. So go get your dark side chicken and waffles. Feel the force and you'll be doing good, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we know that turkey legs was one of your snacks that has now been nuked because that doesn't count as a snack credit. What was your other?
The fresh fruit stand. The one that we were referencing earlier.
So you've got fruit on. But again, that's not a common thing. So I don't think that's a bad choice at all.
It's a nice break from the mostly fried and sweet foods that they sell
and heavy.
It's a nice break to be able to go buy an apple.
Yeah. So for me, I went with any of the cupcakes at Starring Rolls because you're just gonna. I mean, you're gonna have to pick what's going to fit for you.
Is that not a Starbucks now?
Starring Rolls? I don't think so.
Yeah.
No. The
Starbucks is on the corner of Hollywood and Sunset.
Yeah, Starring Rolls is what's right over there, right next to Brown Derby.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's like, gotcha. It's like right off there to the side. So, no, that's not a Starbucks. Though I've heard you can use, and I didn't put it down for any of them, but I could very easily see myself using it, that you can use snack credits at Starbucks, because I have stopped in the parks to get myself some Starbucks. More than once.
Sure. Yeah.
So you do have that option. But yeah, I just went with that because I'm all about pastries. I usually regret it later, but I'm all about getting some pastries. And then I did the apple crisp a la mode over at Hollywood Scoops. Yes.
Which, I did not know that was even a thing.
Which again, they have, you know, that they have Sundays and all that stuff is all that stuff falls under snack credits. Though at the same time, can't say that I wouldn't, maybe if I didn't already have my premium ice cream bar at Magic Kingdom, maybe stopping by Gertie's and getting, you know, either getting my premium ice cream bar or even just getting a waffle cone over there, because that's kind of cool. You know, you got a big dinosaur.
Yeah.
And you're ordering food out of it. That's kitschy. So I think that's another good use for a snack credit right there.
So that leaves us with Disney Springs.
Disney Springs, a.k.a. the place of which I've never been, and so I have so little to go on, I've never been, or I really haven't been there in its current iteration, I should say.
Yeah. So my table service pick in Disney Springs, I've never been to, because I've never eaten a table service meal at Disney Springs.
Ditto.
But Paradiso 37 looks cool, food looks good. And that's where I would want to go, only because we couldn't pick Morimoto.
Yeah. I mean doesn't that make it kind of difficult when you when you look at it and you're like, oh, here's this Morimoto thing. I feel like I've heard of that before.
Morimoto and Wolfgang Puck, both signature, both not pickable.
Yeah. Why so many? Well, I guess because of the names behind them, right?
The names and because they are more expensive, I think, because anybody can go eat there because they're in Disney Springs.
So did they only recently make those signature dining? Because, you know, I noticed that according to Disney's dining plan PDF on their site and everything, Boathouse, Wolfgang Puck, wait. Oh, I see the trick.
Well, Morimoto just opened, before we went and recorded there, Morimoto opened.
Okay. So I kind of cheated, I guess, with my, but now here's the thing. I cheated, but it's okay because I was still followed under the rules that we set. Our rules stated no signature dining experiences, correct?
Correct.
So my table service, which I've never been to before, is Morimoto's at lunch.
Oh.
Because it's only a signature dining at dinner. That's why I saw it, because I was like, I know because I checked that one because I thought that was weird that I could pick that. And I went and double checked it on the little dining plan PDF thing, and it said it wasn't a signature, but that's what it was, is that it was at lunch. So
yeah,
Yeah, Paradiso, though, I don't think Paradiso is a bad pick from what I've seen. But again, both of us are picking places we have never been before.
Right. Yeah. I really have nothing to say.
Yeah. Other than
my quick service,
that's where I'd go.
My quick service place, however, Cooks of Dublin.
Uh-huh.
That place is amazing.
I've never been there. What's up with that?
It's an Irish, you know, food place.
Uh-huh.
Claire got fish and chips, and they were amazing. So good. And I got a deep fried cheeseburger.
Mr. I get fruit on 2 days, yeah, gets the deep fried cheeseburger.
I actually don't think it was a cheeseburger now that I think about it, but it was like a patty, deep fried, breaded, deep fried. And then it had these sauteed onions on it and this aioli. And oh my gosh, it was just so good. And Claire and I were both blown away by this little tiny place. It has like 6 tables in it. It's a itty bitty little quick service place in Disney Springs, but man, it's really good.
Mm. Okay. Well, was it the hand battered burger?
Yes.
Okay. That sounds like a heart attack, but it sounds like a tasty one. For my counter service, I went with, and it's kind of funny because this is a place that is available multiple places, but it's where I pick because of.
Did you pick
family.
That sandwich place?
I did. I did. I picked Earl of Sandwich because here's the thing: Earl of Sandwich is pretty darn good. Okay,
sure.
Because yep. You can get, and it used to be that you could only get it certain times a year, but I'm pretty sure you can get it like all the time now. You can get the like Thanksgiving meal sandwich. I'm not holiday turkey. That's what they call it, the holiday turkey, which is turkey stuffing, gravy and cranberry sauce and mayonnaise, and that is amazing. I am all about.
But you can also get that about 10 minutes from my house.
Yeah, yeah. But you live some. I don't live somewhere I can go get it in 10 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
Don't hate on my picks just because you can go get it so easily. Not all of us can go get it so easily. And again, and to some extent that is nostalgia because that is where
sure.
my family goes.
Yeah.
And. Again, that is the place that my mom will, we're not going to go to Disney Springs this trip. Well, I'm going to Disney Springs. You guys have fun at the parks, and I'll catch back up with you. I'll give you a call on your cell phone when I get back.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm the one who always goes to Cosmic Rays.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So.
I really don't have much room to talk about doing weird stuff. So.
But doing things that if you're strictly looking at the quality and everything,
right.
don't quite make sense. Now, I was tempted... And I think to some extent I went with Earl of Sandwich because at least I've been there before, because I am tempted by something like Deluxe Burger, you know, that
me
new
too,
place
me
that
too.
Just opened.
Yeah.
That looks really good.
Except, did you see when it first opened, I don't know if they fixed it, but the stools,
uh-huh.
they had
oh,
like,
yes,
they,
with that, were
they
there
had
too
a counter.
Tall?
Yeah, they had a counter you could eat on that was just up against the wall, but the stools went all the way up to the counter. So you basically had zero room for your knees. You had to sit, you know, a foot away from the counter.
Yeah,
that was
I'm still not
that
was
sure
a weird
how that oversight.
Hey guys, we don't need to test these stools, right? Dude, it's a stool. How can we get a stool wrong?
Right.
And then they found out that they could. but also, apparently, the BB Wolf's is somehow listed as coming in with a quick service credit, which I would like to look for an excuse to eat there. So,
well, and Blaze Pizza's going in too, and we have one of those just down the road.
Well,
as well,
gosh, if you could just go get it in 10 minutes, why would you get?
Well,
one?
but it's real good. It's good. It's kind of build your own pizza. You know, I think you pay $8, and you can put as many toppings as you want. Like it costs the same to put cheese as it does to get a little bit of everything.
Okay.
It's all the same price, and the pizza's really good.
So is there like a weight limit there, or how are they keeping me from not just putting the entire counter onto this pizza and telling them, well, you figure out how to cook it?
Well, because you're telling them what to put on the pizza, like Subway. You're not putting it on there. You say, I want a little bit of everything, and they put the appropriate amount.
Well, they and I may have different ideas on what constitutes the appropriate amount, but that does sound interesting. And then also, the smokehouse also looks really good from a quick service standpoint.
Hmm.
Because, you know, and again, it sounds kind of weird because I'm not really big on Flame Tree Barbecue, though. Again, I will probably go give that another shot at some point. But, you know, they've got pulled pork sandwiches, and I kind of like the idea of they've got these nachos that look really good. That with, you know, where they're nachos, but they're topped with pulled pork or with brisket.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of a sucker for that kind of stuff. So I think those could be. So that's the problem with that was the problem with Disney Springs is I'm like, there's all these places that I haven't tried yet, so I can't really speak with any sort of certainty on them. But gosh darn it, it seems like there's a lot of really good stuff coming in there. One irritation I have with Disney Springs, and this was in looking for my snack credits, and this was actually anything. I'll take two waters, please.
Yeah, yeah. One of my snack credits for Disney Springs is literally a bottle of water.
but looking in the snack credits for thing and finding something that I couldn't have, but what actually sparked my thinking about, wait, I was in Canada and I had poutine, is that they have a poutine place.
Dude, the Daily Poutine.
Yes.
So it's that's my other snack credit.
Can you use a snack credit on poutine there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, sweet. Then, yeah.
My wife said so, and she's never wrong.
That's right. Well, if your wife said it, I believe it. I am not going to go against your wife. So yeah, but they've got that there. Why can't we put the same thing at Epcot and give...
Yeah.
Because Canada doesn't have beaver tails anymore, so you don't know what beaver tails.
What's a beaver tail? No.
It's like a pastry sort of thing. I'm trying to think. I don't even think that the place that sells them anymore is there. Because there used to be a building, and then for a while it was closed. And gosh, I'm trying to even remember last time I was there if that building was still there anymore. Gosh, I don't think so. I don't think it. I think they'd finally take, because it was there closed for quite a while. But it's like a pastry that they topped with like, you could get it topped with like Nutella or with like maple or, you know, apples, all these different things that came with toppings on it, or all these different toppings that came on just this pastry bread sort of thing. And it was so good. And then they got rid of it.
Just like that dessert at Le Cellier.
What dessert at Le Cellier?
The mousse.
Oh, yep. So, you know, sometimes things go away, but I feel like a lot of people talked about that, like they really liked it, which is why I'm surprised it's not there anymore. But yeah, so they don't have the beaver tails. So give us poutine instead, I guess.
Yeah. That's so funny that the Daily Poutine is one of your snack credits. One of your places.
I was about to say that wasn't even one of my places. That was just a place that I saw and I went, holy cow, they've got poutine there. Why don't I have poutine over there?
Well, yeah. Never mind.
Yeah. So your snack credits are poutine
and water.
So my snack credits, Yasaki apparently has a steamed chicken bun.
Are we just making up words for our snack credits? Because in that case, my snack credit is Buchingo.
No, Yasaki is one of the new places that is opened over at Disney Springs. Go check disneyfoodblog.com or one of those sort of places that you love to visit. And you'll see that it is a real thing.
Okay.
And I like steam bun type dishes. And so I picked their steamed chicken bun, never having tried it, but saying that's something I'd want to use a snack credit on. And then my other snack credit is a soft drink to go with my steamed chicken bun. So I feel like I'm going to have to walk around Disney Springs and try to figure out where exactly can I use my snack credit. Because here's the other thing. Snack credits are hard to figure out on the internet where you can use and not use them.
Right. They are. I ended up having to go to third parties to figure out snack credits. But Disney Springs, I also found, isn't really that built around using your dining plan.
And I don't think that's a wrong thing, because it's not a...
Right.
It is part of Walt Disney World, definitely. But at the same time, like you said, it's a place where anybody can come, so they don't have to adhere so much.
It's tangentially part of Walt Disney World.
Right, right. So they don't have to adhere so much to the whole... They need to have options there so that people will come and spend time there and use their dining credits. But at the same time, they don't have to have every place make sure it takes dining credits, or else nobody's going to come and visit because nobody uses real money anymore. Everybody just buys all their food before they get here. Sort of a thing. But I did find it interesting, you know, looking at, again, when I picked Yasaki, you know, pretty much everything there was fell under the snack credit thing. And like their tamaki rolls were like $7 a pop and still falling under snack credit.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So, you know, if your goal is to try to get the most expensive things that you can, the steamed chicken bun was $5.99. So it was a dollar cheaper. But if your goal was to spend as much as you can and get the highest value for your snack credits, I think that could, you know, something like that could be the thing to go with, because $7 is a lot for a snack credit.
Oh, yeah, especially when you're talking about how it used to be like four, you know? And I really feel like $4 is a pretty good value for a snack credit. So seven is great.
It is. It is a good value. But, you know, as always happens with Disney, you know, after a few years, well, what's $4 going to get you?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, but yeah, that's my, again, snack credits were hard to come by. So I did have to cheat and just use a drink to go with, you know, whether that's your Dasani water or your soda beverage, you pick there. But that's where my two snack credit went.
Well, good. Okay. Well, that's it, man. That's all 5 days.
We've covered everything now. And we managed to really, I think you said California Grill one time, and we only briefly talked about Le Cellier and then the whole poutine side thing that was, but really, I feel like we kept those two to a minimum. Don't you?
Yeah, we did pretty good.
But again, you know, looking at this, you know, some of the places that were, especially Animal Kingdom, that were so hard to pick. I feel like in the real world, dining plan or not, there's just, I wouldn't always do it that way. There's just no way that I would, you know, and even to me, what I would, maybe not even going for signature, but using like two, you know, using snack credits in a quick service or using two quick services, even at Animal Kingdom, and then realizing that, okay, now I've got two table services to use at Hollywood Studios. So I can go eat at Mama Melrose's for lunch and 50s Prime Time for dinner. Or vice versa, because there's some, you know, there's more that I want to do there than what I want to do over at Animal Kingdom, or, you know, I don't know, maybe even, it's not like I don't know, I really like Skipper Canteen, so I can't see skipping out on it, but Magic Kingdom's another place where you could easily have two legitimately good quick services, right. And then that would open up another table service for, you know, maybe Epcot, and again, maybe that's not a signature dining, maybe that's just you want to do two table services at Epcot. So, you know, you've got to be flexible.
A lot of times Claire and I build in like, you know what, probably on day 4 or 5, we are going to be so tired that we're going to go back to our hotel. We're going to buy some pizzas, some little like, you know, individual pizzas at the little market thing.
Right.
And just walk back to the room and eat pizza in bed and watch TV and go to bed, you know?
I totally agree with you. At the same time, I am so bad when I'm there about actually doing that, because I go and go and go, and then I regret it later and go, oh my gosh, why didn't I just take a day off? So, I don't know. I keep hoping that one of these days I'm actually just going to go, okay, Jeremy's got the right plan. That's the kind of plan that I should have. And then follow through with it when I'm actually there, instead of going, oh, but I got to do this, and I got to do this, and I got to do this, and I've got to fit all of it in. So, because, like, I still remember the one time, you know, that I made it back to Pop Century, and they had the, I feel like they called it like a TV dinner or something. And it was like, that night it was turkey and green beans, and like, maybe it was either stuffing or maybe just some mashed potatoes or something. But that was a really good quality quick service meal there at the food court. But again, 98% of the time when I get back to the food court, that whole place is closed because I closed down one of the parks.
Yeah. And that's just something that we have come to find that like we have a better time if we don't do that.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you have the whole thing planned out, you know, okay, I'm just gonna go ahead and take that. See, I do think I think to some extent Nancy and I do that. But whereas you guys tend to head home early, what we'll do is we'll still close down a park, but then the next day we might sleep in to like 10:30.
Ah, yeah.
And, you know, so we still, yeah, we'll take that slow day, especially a little bit further into the week when you just really need to get some rest again. And it's hard to do. It's really hard to say because there's a definite part of my brain that goes, you're wasting time at Disney. You only get this much time and you're wasting these hours. But again, at the end of the day, they're not a waste because we get to...
Your sanity is worth something.
Yes, it is so it is so worth something. But and that's, you know, that's I think maybe that's why I like doing table services for dinner, because then I'm not going to have to worry about missing something. Because lunch, who knows, that might be the day we decide to sleep in. And then we're okay to do
it. And it's a way to take it easy in the evening.
That's very true. That's very true. So, yep. I guess that pretty much we've covered all the dining. We're not going to talk resorts for now, because everybody's heard, I feel like, about the resorts that we've eaten at.
Yeah. So that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. Head on over to iTunes and give us a rating. It really helps out to kind of spread the show around and get new listeners. And if you like it, leave us 5 stars. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Until then, have a magical day.